Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, lots of all the traditional materials you use for making a painting, you know? And also I am a consultant. I mean, how do you say in English, enterprises or many, fabrics from oil, acrylic materials. Consult me, and I make also videos for them, and I talk about the products, and I really know what I'm talking about when I talk about my painting. I'm very cautious and very precise when I use something, you know. It's like I have to use it in a proper way, and because my work has to last in time, you know.
Art is a form of expression for an artist. It is so personal, it's inspiring, thought-provoking. It's like a language in itself that can be interpreted in so many different ways and I believe can change lives. I am so in awe of all the artists that I have chatted with in this series, and I have personally learned and gained so much from each conversation, and I hope you do the same. So happy listening. Hi everyone, today I am in conversation with Max Pedreira. I practiced the pronunciation before we got on to the recording of the interview. I hope I got it close enough. Max is an Argentinian artist. He's partly German and partly Argentinian, and he lives in Barcelona. I read somewhere about Max that he is so inspired by music that he can't paint unless there is some blues or country rock or country blues or gospel music playing in the background. So that's really, really interesting. And I'm going to hear a lot more about that from you. But thank you so much for joining me today, Max.
Thank you. I mean, I'm going to thank you because of the invitation, and I'm very happy to be here, but to be in touch now with Zoom and to get in touch so easy and so from far away, you know, so connected.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think the world is become so much smaller and closer, and yeah, with technology, you know, you don't really have to be traveling to a place to interview someone. You can just do it. It's not, I still feel that the personal touch is, you know, there's something special about it when you're actually physically in one space. But I mean, no complaints, at least you get to talk to
people. I mean, technology well used, properly used, it's a good tool, you know.
Yeah.
Properly used.
Yeah, it has to be
like properly. Everything. Like everything in life, almost.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you. But let's move away from technology, and of course, this interview is all about you. So, let's start with your personal journey, a bit about yourself, your background. I mean, I've already established that you're part German, part Argentinian, but if you could, you know, just as an introduction, talk a little bit about yourself.
Yes, okay. I was born in Argentina in 1978 and started with my painting lessons, my painting, my inspiration, my creativity in plastic, in painting and drawing when I was six at a local workshop near my home in Argentina, in Buenos Aires capital. And then I studied and painted. And I mean, I was self-taught mostly, but I always try to influence myself with the great masters such as Klimt or Egon Schiele, Lucian Freud, Otto Dix, all the German expressionism and post-expressionism. It's my big influence. Also impressionism, Toulouse-Lautrec and many others are my great inspirations, and you can see them in my paintings as well.
Right.
And then my German part comes from my family, my mother family. I have family here in Germany, in Stuttgart. It's my uncle and some cousins also there. And we are in touch constantly. And yes, it's my German heart is, I'm near my German heart too here.
your German heart, okay. So your, like I mentioned, music is a very important component in your life.
Yes.
So why art and, not music? I mean, why did you choose one over the other?
I didn't choose. I believe it chose me because I started with painting, and then when I was 14, I wanted to be a drummer. And okay. Then I said, no, maybe guitar. And then I started playing guitar. I started studying guitar, and I started doing both things at the same time. And when I was 16, 17, 18, I started, when I was 18, I started selling my drawings. I was drawing a lot about blues musicians, Johnny Winter, B.B. King. I made a lot of drawings and paintings. And one trip with my family to New Orleans took me there. And I found a new whole new world with my music and my painting there. And I stayed almost a year in New Orleans. And I worked with galleries. I sold a lot of paintings. And I played on the streets and on bars. Everything was together. When I came back to Argentina, I said, okay, why do you have to choose? I believe I have my heart in my painting a little bit more. Nowadays I used to play and to study and to practice guitar for 8-10 hours a day, and then now I play half hour and I get bored. And with my painting, no, I can paint whole day. But I have to listen to my blues, to my country, to my rock music, to my influence, and find new groups, new rock groups and blues groups constantly to feed my creation, my painting,
And so it's like your inspiration.
It's my inspiration, yes.
Yeah, so tell me a little more about the medium of, that you use, because you mentioned plastic and
okay yes, it's in Argentina, in Spanish it's called artista plástico, which is an artist, a painting and drawer. But when I say when I talk about my mixed media, it's oil, acrylic, chalk, I mean, lots of all the traditional materials you use for making a painting, And also, I am a consultant. I mean, many how do you say in English, enterprises or many fabrics from oil, acrylic materials consult me, and I make also videos for them, and I talk about the products, and I really know what I'm talking about when I talk about my painting. I'm very cautious and very precise when I use something, it's like I have to use it in a proper way, and because my work has to last in time,
yeah.
to keep on.
Yeah,
I have to be very, 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 very professional in that way, and that's the way I like.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. How important? So you've already mentioned what your influences are. You know, when it comes to your art, how important do you think is travel as an inspiration towards your art for you personally?
Oof, I think that's one of the most important keys for an inspiration. I mean, you can't stay in one place. Story told us that many artists, great big masters, stayed in one place and didn't have to travel around the world to get inspirations. I mean, inspiration is yourself, but what you get from when you travel, it's richer as well. It's difficult to explain, you know, because when I lived in New Orleans, I felt like the society was very influenced a lot of in my painting. Then I moved for a couple some months to Germany with my family and with my wife and my daughter. And also I opened an atelier there and studio, and all the influence and inspiration from that particular area was very important as well. And the job that I had there to create for an enterprise, I had to make some paintings, and then I moved back to Argentina, and I travel every year to Germany, and then I moved here to Spain, and all what I had to do here to start creating again, it's inspiration, and every place has
every place has its own uniqueness that you can actually get inspired by.
In Mexico, I was there. I have a studio there in Mexico as well, and with my gallerist, and it's another place, totally different, and it gets also another inspiration.
Yeah.
It's very important to travel.
For
an artist. Yeah. As much as I don't know Asia, for example, but I would like to know Japan or China, or I don't know. I have a representation somehow there in Korea, for example, but I don't know. My paintings travel more around the world than
you do. Yeah, that has to change. is there any, I mean, you've done so much art, and you've painted on different mediums, and you've created so much. Is there any one creation that you can think of? It may be a hard question to answer, because it's very hard to, when you've created, it's very hard to pinpoint and say, okay, that it's this one creation. But
yes,
a life experience that you may have had that actually inspired you to create that one piece of art. Can you
Yes, I have one. I have one. I can send it to you to WhatsApp, and you can put it there on the video if you want. It's a painting which is a couple, a man and a woman, playing chess.
Okay.
And it came somehow inspired, and somehow came like inspiration comes. Well, you don't know from where, but comes. Maybe from a personal family troubles and difficulties, and my life. I mean, all artists paint when they try to be more eccentric or more creative or more. It doesn't work like that way. You find some, for example, Lucian Freud. He painted what he had in the atelier, you know, and it's your life that gets involved in your art, you know. That's the key. You don't have to look outside. It's there. You lift it. You have you ride on the bike every year to your studio, and maybe a painting is you riding on a bike, a person riding on a bike, and it's like that, you know. It's and the way you put it in the painting, and the way you use the colors, and the way you make the treatment from the painting, it becomes what it is. And that painting from chess, the chess play, it's very particular, and it's like a very important stage in my life. It's like a break, you know. It's like two different parts and a jump. And not only that one, but there were many paintings from different parts of my life where I had to jump to from a cliff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A new world.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a small jump, but you don't know what's going to be there, you know.
Yeah.
If the swimming pool is empty or it is full of water.
Yeah. So
that's the challenge.
Yeah. So it's different stages of your life, you know, give you different ways of approaching your art, right? So yes. Yeah, that's
the way it works. I mean,
that's the way it works. Yeah, I guess you know, then it comes from within. It's like you're bearing your soul.
Yes.
When you put that, whatever is within you, when you put it on canvas.
Yes, and also it's very hard. I mean, it's very strong what I'm going to say, but you have to make somehow a deal with someone, with the devil or whatever, like crossroads, you know, because art gives you everything, but it asks from you everything. Mm-hmm. Time, devotion, everything. It's yeah. Like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to ask you, how, you know, do you believe personally that art has the ability to transform lives? So the art that you create, does it have the ability to have a social impact?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And, you know, to actually transform lives.
I believe that's interesting. When I read that question, when you sent it in my in my mail, I found it very interesting, that question. And I believe everyone can change from a bit, from a little bit, in small steps, you can change everything. But personally, in society, what I'm thinking now, when I paint, when the result from the painting is there and you can see it, what the people say about my painting is that it gives them something that they cannot stop watching the painting. And whether it's nice or bad, I mean, not everything can be nice, not everything can be good and bad. I mean, all sensations, all everything you feel in life, it's important for you, whether you realize it now or not, you know.
Yeah.
Many people tell me, your painting makes me happy, or your painting makes me question myself, or makes me sad, or whatever, you know. I think no one said it makes me sad. It makes me somehow something, you know. And I think that's important. That's changing. That's a movement in people, you know. People want, I mean, I say it because it happens, you know, when clients come to my studio, or just new clients come to buy a new painting, or looking what I'm having now, what I'm painting now, and what I am involved. They say I want to have a painting of you, and when they start watching the painting, you know, and they say it's very strong, it's very a very deep message you have there, but it's somehow with the color it becomes not so tragic, you know.
Yeah.
My messages are very strong, very, and some personages are very strong. Yes, very
impactful. Very
impactful. Very impact, but with the color, you try to make it not so hard. You know, not so rough.
And I think art, like every piece of art that you see. Every individual has a different way of interpreting the art. So, right? So maybe,
of course,
you know, when you were creating a piece of art, your emotions were flowing and you had a certain idea behind that art, and that's how you thought about it. But you know, but someone else who is visually looking at the art, not from your point of view, but may have their own perception of that art.
Of course.
Be completely different, right? So,
of course.
How do you, you must be curious to know what people think. And, you know, probably you... Does it happen to you that you tell yourself, oh, really? But I did not think of... I didn't think of it like this, you know. I had a very different idea, right?
So many times happen. I mean, constantly. It's I see here people try to find figures in abstract forms. You know, when they see I have my paintings, I have 30% or 40% figurative, and the whole rest is. What remains is abstract, and the people trying to find, oh, here I see a cloud with a bunny. No, I mean, whatever. Try not to find things. Try to that flows, you know, with the whole thing, you know. It's like, it's very funny because many people look at the sky and say, oh, there is a horse riding on a boat.
It's imagination. It's
okay, great, it's great. I mean, if
good.
You see that, if you see that, and you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Not I'm happy too. But it makes you do feel somehow not so happy, and it's great to make you feel sensations.
Yeah,
doesn't matter which sensation.
that's true. I mean, it's all about the visual impact of it.
I would be very sad if someone looks at my paintings and they say, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Has that ever happened to you, though?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
I think
never.
If it happens, then that's when you have to, you probably tell yourself, okay, I'm done. I can't
do this anymore. I have to change now. I have to reinvent myself.
Yeah, exactly. so what's before, you know, like I ask you about some of your interesting projects that are upcoming, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about art fairs and how important do you think they are for you as an artist?
I believe to show yourself, to show your art, it's important. Just that, it's important. You can do it wherever you want, at a museum, at a fair, in buildings, in hotels. I mean, you choose it, you name it. And I think art fairs are important, but what the artist should how do you say that? I have to be very careful when I say that, because I work with I participate with art fairs constantly, and I would like to see more confidence from the artist, you know, not to be so oh yes, you want to I want to have to show my paintings in your art fair, please, whatever you want, I pay. No, it's not that way, you know. You are the artist, and they should I
Respect
mean,
that,
I
yeah.
have all my respect you as an artist, and give you the value you need, you deserve, you know. I mean, all my representations in Mexico, here in Spain, in the new representation in USA, all the places where I work, where I work, and when I have to now a confidence, and we have a relationship for many years, and in Argentina with my partner and so on. Those people I chose, and those people valorate my work, and with those people I like to work, you know. But new people that comes and try to make your rules, try to make, I mean, not my rules. It's common sense, you know. They don't, they sometimes I don't make a generality from everything, you know, but sometimes people who want to make to start working with your art and showing you into fairs or galleries or whatever, try to have to make everything for their own, you know, to have everything for their own, and you just, but you paint, yeah, but without me you are nothing. Without
Yeah.
the artist you are nothing.
So it's more commercial for them, you know, that's
Yeah,
what
sometimes it's,
they
but you have to also to start reading people as well, you know. It's very important to read people, to know what, to hear what they want as a gal, I mean, as a gallerist. It's very important. What do the artist want? What do he needs? They don't listen sometimes to artists, you know. They just plant their own ideas. Yes, you're going to make this and this and that, but sometimes it's not what the artist needs, you know.
Yeah.
It should be, I mean, that's my point of view.
Yeah.
But all the representations I have around the world, I we talk to each other, and we start, we have every month or every 2 or 3 months a meeting, you know.
So there's an understanding that, you know,
What, where, how do you feel? They ask me, how do
yeah.
you feel, and what do you need, and what would you change in our relationship? And I think talking and being honest to each other, that's the key to a good relationship, to a good future, you know, future relationships and everything. When, of course, when new galleries come to me, and I start to listen to them, what they, how they talk, and then maybe we get together and we start to have a relationship. And relationships work from a small size to a big size, you know. You have, you think what comes easy, it goes easy.
That is so true. Yeah, that is so true. Absolutely well said. Yeah, so Max, some of your forthcoming projects that you would like to just briefly mention.
I have now I'm working this is a whole year of investment in my project with the new representation, with comics. I opened a new area with my art and comics involved. It's very interesting, and I'm working very, very strong with a representative here in Sitges, and we are working together a lot, and that's the main pr one of the main projects. And then I have a new exhibition in about masks, about my interpretation of all sorts of masks around the world, tribes masks, and my interpretation in
Oh,
paintings,
okay. That's
Indian
interesting.
masks, and from Asia, from Africa, and my interpretation. I have a big exhibition in Mallorca
Ooh,
on the
nice.
16th of February, and then yes, the now starts arranging the whole year. I have exhibition in London, exhibition in Germany, in maybe this year also in Seoul, in Korea, South Korea.
Nice.
And also in the States, I have some projects in Mexico. Well, I have lot of work to do for this coming year.
Yeah, the year is like very
popular. Every year. And like if you don't have anything to do, you paint and you start making new projects. Projects don't come. You search for them.
Yeah.
It's like that. You have to be constantly working on,
and evolving and innovating. And because, you know, there are so many artists out there. And I think that's true for any creative person, because, you know, there's not just the one of you, there are like hundreds and thousands of you. And so how do you stand out from the others? And what is, what is the uniqueness of you over 500 other people, other artists, right? So
I don't know. It's very, I don't want to be a better or worse or be compared, but I mean, I just love what I do. And I it's whether living or dying. It's like that. I mean, when you give from yourself the best, you know, and you expect the best, and I mean, that's what I can do. I mean, if it's not enough, I can't do better. I can't because I always, every day I do the best what I can.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key for success, you know, and to expect everything.
Yeah. After that, I don't.
Sounds very ambitious, but it's like that.
No, it's good. It's good. I mean, you know, and
I don't do anything the halfway. You know, I do it 100% or I don't do it.
Wow, that's amazing. No. I think there's a message for the listeners and the viewers about what you've just said, that you have to give you 100%, at all times, because you can't, you know, if you do things halfway, then you're not personally satisfied, and also you're not really doing justice. So,
and also you feel like if you do it halfway, it's like that's not you. I'm not that way, so that I'm not that person. That what the person which did that is another person. It's not me.
So
I can't live with myself.
You can't live with yourself. That way. That's
a black spot.
You really want to convey, and absolutely. And I think to be, you take pride in what you do, and it's appreciated, and the positive feedback that you get for your creativity is so important to you, and I think that's like a fabulous way of thinking, and such a positive way of thinking. And I really appreciate this conversation that I've had with you, Max.
It's my pleasure. It's always great. I mean, also for the new generations, try to get involved with what it's manual, you know. Because nowadays you have everything, you can paint, you can do it, whatever you want with a computer, and it becomes good results. But the pleasure or the passion to grab an easel in your hand or on paint, or maybe paint with the hands, and that pleasure, there's no computer which can give you that, you know.
Yeah, there's no substitute. No
artificial intelligence which can give you that, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. I wish you all the very best for the coming year and years to come.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you soon in Spain.
Of course, you're my guest.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Max.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
For more weekly conversations, do listen to Melting Pot on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Follow us on YouTube and on Instagram @podcastmeltingpot. So until the next episode, this is Payal signing off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.